You are now tuned back in to the Darrell Johnson Show, where we give out the best social media tips and the best advice to start your online business. Okay, now let me see what episode we on. Man, we getting deep into this, man. You know, I can remember the day that I started off with my very first episode. Okay, that was the very first day where I was like, people have not heard my voice. How am I going to expect people to do business with me on Instagram if they never heard my voice? Okay, so that's when I just decided to make the podcast. So we on episode 33, you guys, celebrity appearance. Okay, episode 33, celebrity appearance. Okay, and I'm going to be giving the 3 tips to create a celebrity appearance. Okay, now, the thing about this, you guys, is that this is a very deep talk right here. So I need you, whatever you're doing right now, I need you to kind of just sit down. I need you to, get some water, and I'll even give you some time, just take some time right now to go in your refrigerator or, take some time out to, get some headphones and just sit down right now, because we finna have a deep talk. We finna have a secret talk right now, just about the internet and just about how Instagram really works. Because you guys don't know, okay? Like, I have to speak to you like this because you guys just don't know. And I feel like when I make these podcasts, I feel like I'm actually talking to somebody. I feel like I'm talking to somebody right now. It's damn near like you in front of my face and I'm just telling you a secret. Okay, so let's talk about this. Celebrity appearance, okay? There are a lot of people on Instagram that are trying to make money right now online. And you guys are not being taken serious, okay? People are looking at your page and they're like, who is this guy? Who is this girl? Her page looks terrible. What? Her bio, what? I don't even know what she does. She doesn't even get me excited. He doesn't even get me excited. What? Who is this? Who is this person trying to sell something to me? Okay, let me tell you right now, why you need to be your own celebrity. Right now, you need to have a celebrity appearance online. Because when you have a celebrity appearance, people tend to look at you as you're the best at what you do. Okay, if you have 20,000 followers, if you're getting 50,000 views, if you're getting 100 comments, if you have a sharp quality profile picture, if you have a sharp bio, and you just look like you just this big person that people just feel like they can't even touch. When it's time for you to sell your products and when it's time for you to start promoting, people will never ever question, are you a real person? They will never question your passion, your drive, because they can look at your page and they can just get excited off of just your page, right? So what you want to do today is that you want to commit to having a celebrity appearance. Now, this is not going to happen overnight, but I'm going to give you these 3 tips so you can actually use these tips and you can start creating that celebrity appearance for yourself. Okay, so now when you look at every celebrity online, you guys, what do you see? You see that they have a lot of followers. You see that they have a lot of comments. You see they have a lot of people talking. You see that they probably have a lot of likes. But let's take away the numbers, you guys. Let's not even look at the numbers. What else do you see? You see quality content. You see quality videos. You're always seeing them post stories. You're always seeing that they're active online. You always seeing them probably wearing some nice clothes or having a nice camera. You'll rarely see a celebrity right now that has a bad profile picture. Bio just doesn't make sense. They're using an Android to shoot their content. Their stuff is blurry. You're never going to see a celebrity do that, you guys. So even though I'm not going to say admire these as celebrities and be like them, you want to kind of take their appearance and use it for your brand, because that's typically what you want to have online. You want to have a nice brand. You want to be presentable. You know, it's kind of like walking into an interview, you guys. When you get that interview and they say you got the qualified resume, right? You got a good qualified resume, but we still want you to come in and interview. What is the first thing you're going to do? You're going to think about the clothes you need to wear. You're going to think about, do I need to get my hair done? Do I need to get a haircut? okay, do I need some more shoes? Maybe I need to go get a nice suit right now. So you're going to invest maybe about $100 to $200 just into your appearance, because you know when you walk into that interview, that's the first thing they're going to look at. If you walk in and you got a tank top on, your breath stink, you got the wrong shoes on, you wearing slides, it don't matter what type of resume you got. They're going to be like, man, heck no, I'm not finna trust this dude to be in my organization. Heck no, I'm not finna trust this girl to be the assistant at my desk, or heck no. Nah. So look at that, you guys. Your resume means nothing. Your resume means nothing. Your appearance and your first appearance means a lot more in that time. So you want to take this mindset and you want to apply this to your Instagram page, you guys. You need to start investing into your digital appearance. Okay, so we're going to get into these three tips right now. Right, we're going to get into these three tips because I want people to have these the step-by-step things of what to do. I'm going to always, in these podcasts for this whole quarantine, I'm going to always come with three tips that you can do. You know, so on, I'm going to do podcasts on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then on Sunday, I'm going to look at all of those tips and I'm just going to talk about them so you can, so you're not just feeling like you're alone and you just got this information, you don't know what to do with it. So let's go over the three tips right now, you guys. The first tip I want you to start using is that you need to have a sharp bio and a sharp profile picture. Okay, now, you know why this is important. I just explained to you, you guys, it does not matter how much experience you have. It doesn't matter about your resume. It doesn't matter if you got a good product. If your appearance looks bad, it's going to start to mess with the mindset of people feeling like you're product is probably bad, right? Because they like, you don't value your appearance. You know, your pictures is blurry. I've never heard your voice before. You didn't put no clear description of anything in your bio, right? But there's another guy that's doing the exact same thing that you're doing, and they got a crisp profile picture. They got a crisp bio, and they look like they take their brand really serious, right? Off of their appearance. You know, so you want to make sure that, number one, When you think about your profile picture, look at your profile picture right now and ask, can this be sharper? Can this look better? Can I make this look a lot more presentable? And if you say that you can, you guys, the first thing I need you to do is find a photographer. Find somebody that could come out and shoot some high quality profile pictures of you. Okay, you need to call them, because if you can't get a camera, then you're going to be left to just only taking pictures on your phone. Now, if you got a nice iPhone, like an iPhone X or an iPhone, you know, even like an iPhone 7, you may can get away with it when it comes to a profile picture. But you want to make sure that you're using a high quality camera, you guys, because it's your appearance. You have to invest in your appearance, because the more that you invest in your appearance, the more people are going to take you serious online. Now, for somebody that's listening to this right now that already got a nice quality profile picture, they took they already had a photographer come out and give them that amazing picture. This is probably, you probably don't need to take this advice for the profile picture. But for anybody that's online right now that feels like they're the best, they feel like they want to start a brand right now, you need to either get a $1,000 camera, or you need to actually get a photographer to come out and shoot a picture of you. Okay, now if you can't afford a $1,000 camera, you can easily go onto a site called borrowlenses.com and you can rent out a camera for about 3 days for like maybe $150 and send it right back to them. Okay, that's if you just can't do it. They won't check your credit. All they're going to ask is if you have a bank account and you got $150 in your card, boom, they're going to send you like a Canon 80D, or they're going to send you a 90D, or, you know, any nice camera they're going to send to you, and they're just going to ask you to pay at least about $150 or $200 for those 3 days to use the camera. Now, I'm telling you to do that because you guys, like, most of the people that's listening to this podcast, we don't have rich families. We didn't have that rich dad that just gave us a $10 million loan when we became 10 years old. So we had to start taking stuff into our own hands. We had to start taking our destiny into our own hands. So right now, as far as your appearance, you have to take this into your own hands, you guys. You have to be the one that says, you know what? I'm going to go out and get a nice camera. You know what? I'm going to hire that photographer. You know, I'm going to rent that camera. And I'm going to make myself look like I'm the best guy in the world. I'm going to make myself look like I'm the best woman in the world, because that's you taking care of your appearance. If you want people to spend more money with you online, sharpen your appearance up. When you go to my page, what do you see? You see a sharp quality profile picture. You see my bio. You see the fonts on it. You see it's just very clean and well thought out. And people can sense that. They're like, man, if he can take care of his profile picture, if he look good on his profile picture and his bio look crisp and his and when I look at his content, he got a nice camera and it's always, I can always see his face clearly and, you know, he's speaking with passion. They want to work with people like that, you guys, because it, you don't want to work with the person that just walked into the interview and he got a stain on his shirt and, you know, he got on dirty shoes. You want to work with the person that walks in and looks sharp, that looks like they actually took the time out to invest into their appearance. Okay, so you want to make sure that you sharpen your profile picture and you sharpen your bio. That's very important. I need you guys to know that. That's a tip. It may seem like this is a very simple tip, but trust me, a lot of guys on Instagram right now, they're trying to buy, they're trying to sell their services. They're trying to be getting taken serious to the world, but they got a horrible profile picture. They got a horrible bio. So that's my number one tip, man. Sharpen your profile picture and sharpen your bio. Okay. Second tip, start growing to 20K followers or more. Okay. This is very important, you guys. This is not somebody that's telling you this and that only has 1,000 followers, okay? I'm telling you this, and I have 36,000 followers. And I know the difference from when I had 5,000 to when I have 36,000. I know, okay? I made about $10,000 or more just off of my page the first year I was in business because I had the followers, okay? It wasn't necessarily only about the followers, but the followers played a major role. Okay, it played a major role. I don't care what nobody says. A lot of people take me more serious online. I don't even need to have a website because I have a high follower count. Okay, and when people see that, they feel like you're taking your brand very serious. Okay, I'm investing in, you're investing into your appearance. They know, they can sense it, you guys. Now, you do need to have a high quality product. You know what I'm saying? That you need to have that, which I explained in the first podcast yesterday when I talked about being a bridge. I talked about you need to have a personal network of people that are like-minded, that support what you do. And then I talked about you having that personal product that provides consistency, that provides a good result. Okay, but now we're talking about appearance. Okay, and when it comes to appearance, you need to have a high follower count. So let's talk about how to actually do this. And let's talk about how influencers are doing this. And let's talk about how you can do this as well. So when it comes to followers, right, there's organic followers and there's active followers. Now, let me explain the difference. And active followers could be called boost followers. Let me explain the difference. Organic followers are people that have genuinely communicated with you in order for them to follow you. Now, a lot of people think organic is you just going out and following 1,000 pages and then 500 follow you back and you just like, oh, this was organic. But to me, that's not organic. In real life, we got to think about real life. When you meet somebody, you guys, do you just go up to them and just look at them and just stare at them all day? Just like look at them in their eyes and then all of a sudden you walk off and y'all friends? No. The way that that relationship started, that friendship started, was you communicated with that person. You actually talked to that person, okay? She talked back, he talked back. And from that conversation, you guys left and was like, okay, this is a pretty like-minded person. I like what they're doing. This is my friend, all right? So it's the same way when I say organic. When I say organic, I don't know about other people, but when I think about organic, I think about communication. I think about talking to people, networking with people, supporting other people. I think about that. So if you want to genuinely grow your account with organic followers, you want to make sure that you're connecting with people that are active online. You want to go to their page, and this is what you want to do. And I'm going to tell you this right now. This is what you want to do. You want to go onto an active account. Say if you want more followers in Houston, you want to go to recent post, not top, because these people, they posted within the last 3 days. We don't know if these people are going to be online ever again. You want to go to most recent post. And you want to see that, okay, they posted within the last 30 seconds. You want to only start talking and engaging with people that posted within the last 30 seconds. This is the comment that you're going to leave on these accounts to get them to follow you. Now, I know that this is very simple, but if you do this with 100 accounts a day, okay, you're going to get organic followers. I'm telling you, I do this for clients. This is what they pay me to do. This is secret information. I don't want a lot of people to know this. But I'm telling you right now, because I'm feeling like we're face to face. I'm feeling like you right here sitting next to me right now. Okay, I know it. All right, so this is what you're going to do. You're going to go onto this page and you're going to say, "Ooh, girl, I love your page. Very nice page. Oh, this is a dope page." Smiley face. Okay. Any comment, any short comment you want to leave, you want to make sure that it's very short, because people love getting comments. You guys, keep in mind, a lot of people just don't get a lot of comments. Even if you got 1,000 people on your page, that does not necessarily mean that those 1,000 people are going to comment. So when you leave a comment on somebody's page, you instantly get their attention. They instantly are going to go back to your profile and see, who is this person that commented on my page? So you're going to leave these very short supportive comments. What I'll do is that I'll leave something that I can copy and paste. I'll say, "Very nice page. Smiley face. Let's follow each other." Okay, now if you only do this with 5 to 10 people a day, it won't work. It won't work. But if you're doing this with about 100 accounts that are active online, you're going to get so much attention, right? And the thing is that you're not starting off the relationship with you just saying, "Follow me." You're starting off saying, "Very nice page. Oh man, this is very dope. Ooh, girl, I love this. I love your page." That makes them feel good, right? They're like, "Okay, this person supported me." Smiley face. "Let's follow each other." Now, not only did this person support me, they asked me to follow them. So you know what? I love the vibe that they just gave out to me. I love that they just supported me and gave me some kind words. Let me go back on their page and look and see if I want to follow this person. Now it's an option. Now they have an option to where they want to follow you. It wasn't forced. They didn't just follow you because you followed them. It was an option, you guys. So that's what you want to do. You know, you want to give people an option to follow you. If they don't want to follow you, cool. But you want to give them an option. So when you're saying, "Let's follow each other," you didn't necessarily follow them yet. They have to follow you first, and then now you follow them back. Or you don't even have to follow them back. If you just feel like you got a lot of followers and that person just may not be as qualified as you thought. But you want to do this on 100 accounts a day, you guys. Now, typically, this is how it works. You're going to have 2 accounts. If you don't set up 2 accounts, you're going to leave 5 comments under either a active hashtag or location. You're going to leave 5 comments. Number one, you're going to copy this comment because you don't have time to just write out custom stuff in custom comments. It's going to take too long. So you're going to have 1 custom comment, like, "Very nice page. Smiley face. Let's follow each other." You're going to copy and you're going to paste that on 5 pages, right? And then you're going to stop. Then you're going to go to another page. Then you're going to do that on that account as well. You're going to go to a location or hashtag, active accounts, post it within the last 1 minute, leave 5 comments, stop. Go back on another page, do that again, stop. Go back on another page, do that again, stop. Go back on another page, do that again, stop. Do that for about 30 minutes, and I promise you, you're going to get about 30 new followers coming to your page. They're going to like your stuff. They're going to go back and look at your stories. And if they follow you, you know that they looked over your page first before they made the follow. I just gave you the secret, you guys. Okay? Now, this information doesn't matter to you if you're not going to do it. Right. This is why people hire me to do it. But I just want to tell you that that's how I actually build up my page. I make sure that I'm giving them an option to follow me. Right. So when they follow me, it was organic. It was based off of communication. It wasn't based off of me just coming up to you and just looking at you in your eyes and saying, "You better follow me," or "You better talk to me." But more so, I walked up to you and was like, "Man, there's some nice shoes, man. Oh yeah, thank you, man. What's up, man?" Or walked up to that girl, was like, "Oh, hey girl, yeah. Oh, I'm liking how you wear it. Oh, look what you're wearing right now. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so where are you from?" You know, it started off with communication. "Oh yeah, I'm from this, I'm from over here." And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, "Man, you know what? I like your style. I love how we had this talk. Can I get your number?" And now she has an option in her head on whether she wants to give you her number, but it's an option, right? So if you just walked up to her and just snatched her phone out of her hand, then it doesn't matter if you get that her number or not. She's not going to call you because you forced her to do something that she probably really didn't want to do from the jump. So this is typically what you're doing on Instagram. You're giving people an option, you guys. You have to give them an option. Okay, now if you want to rewind this and listen to it, cool. But I'm going to go to the next tip. But just know that I am getting paid a lot of money to do this for pages. I typically use this strategy and I'm getting about 500 to 1,000 plus location and hashtag followers for businesses. So if you learn how to do this, You could turn into a social media manager and start telling people, hey, I know how to get you some followers, right? You can instantly charge them maybe up $50 through $150 instantly just to get them followers, because people want more real followers on their page. Business owners typically want more followers on their page because they need people to market their services too. So they can't just have a whole bunch of random accounts on their page because these people are not qualified. So if you know how to do this and you learn how to do this, man, you finna definitely get up there, man. You definitely finna get your page right. So let's go into the last tip. The last tip, which is high quality content. Now, I know that tip kind of related to the first one, but you need to have high quality content, you guys. Even if you have to start deleting things on your page, if you feel like that's not high quality content, you need to have high quality content, because even when you get up to 20K followers, even if you got the nice profile picture, the nice bio, if your content is looking blurry, if your content just does not match your appearance, it's like going into a meeting, right? And you got the nice suit on, but you're wearing slippers. You need to have this match when it comes to your page. So, as I said, with the camera, you got to have a photographer. You know, hire him to come out with you, or find or invest into a camera, or rent out a camera. But make sure that you're shooting high quality content. Even if you got a good iPhone, like an iPhone 7. That's even good enough, you guys. Make sure you're using a phone that produces high quality content. Okay, I've already talked to you about having a personal network. Okay, so you're going to, you know, I talked about you sharing your beliefs, sharing your personal story, sharing your favorite music, and sharing your behind the scenes of the work, and making that into videos and pictures. That's how you're going to get people to start trusting you. But if that's not in high quality content form, then it's not going to match, you guys. So I need you to really take this serious. I told you the three tips. We'll start with the first one, just so you know. Let's start with the first one. Sharp bio and profile picture. Okay, now you got this. Now you got the sharp profile picture. Now you got the bio. You got a photographer. You got a camera, or you rented out a camera, and now you're good. And then you took the time out to, you know, clean your bio up, add some font in there, you know, make it seem like you're the best person in the world. Okay, now you got a sharp bio. You learn how to get 20K or more followers. Obviously, you're going to start to grow your page from this day on. And if you don't want to do that strategy, you guys, just hire a marketing agency that's going to get you 1,000+ followers a month. Okay? Like, that's all you need. If you can get 1,000+ followers a month, at the end of the year, you're going to have 10K. Okay? So if you don't want to do that strategy, just find a service that will do that for you. You know, you can even reach out to me, and I'll even charge you some money, and I'll do it for you. But you got to pay that price. You know, you got to pay for it. But right now I'm educating, I don't know why my voice is messing up, but I'm educating you on this process, you guys. Okay, I'm educating you right now. So I really don't, you know, when I get on these podcasts, you guys, I'm not perfect. Obviously, you can hear it in my voice that sometimes I be messing up. But I believe in education. I believe that you guys are not just solely focused on me messing up a word, or me, you know, missing a word when I say something. You're focused on, does this make sense? Does this work? And can this produce results? So test me, you know, test what I just said about the followers. Go onto these pages, you know, go onto 5 pages, say very nice page, smiley face, let's follow each other. Go to your other page, leave 5 more comments. Go to your other page, leave 5 more comments. Go to your other page, leave 5 more comments. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You're doing that because if you do 7 comments, Instagram is just going to stop you. They're going to just say slow down. So if you're doing 5, you're giving that 15 seconds in the middle by going to your other page and doing 5 comments. Then you come back and it's just like a consistent thing now. So test what I'm saying, you guys. Test what I'm saying. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, hey, call me out on it. DM me and say, hey, Darrell, you liar. But that's not going to happen because I can instantly show you that, you know, I'm doing this for multiple clients. I'm doing this for realtors. I'm doing this for hairstylists. I'm doing this for barbers. I'm doing this for motivational speakers. Man, I'm doing it for myself. Okay, so now you know that you need to instantly try to get 20K followers or more, or even 10K. I should have said 10K, even 10K followers or more. Now you need to have the high quality content to match that. Once you have that, you guys, you have the celebrity appearance. You are going to be looked at as the best guy at what you're doing. Because remember, it's not about your resume. That's not what makes you look like you're the best guy. What makes you look like you're the best guy is your appearance. Okay, and looks matter, perception matters. The first thing people see when they go to your Instagram is your profile picture, your bio, and your high quality content. They don't necessarily care about how good the product is. If your page looks bad, they're not gonna even get around to even purchasing a product. So invest into your appearance, you guys, just like these celebrities do. They don't have the best music in the world. They don't act the best in movies, but they look good when they're doing it. And they got a good digital presence, you guys. They have a good digital appearance. Okay, so I'm going to end it right there. You know, like I said, I don't try to put everything into these podcasts. I'm actually taking it step by step with you guys. Okay, and I'm telling you, if you follow these steps of what I'm saying, when I talked about the first podcast about being a bridge, and then you follow this step right here about having that celebrity appearance, I promise you, you guys, as we continue to go forward, and as we continue to, you know, go to Friday, which is the next podcast I'm gonna do, as you continue to just go down this road with me, you'll start to see that, okay, this is actually working for me. People are starting to take me more serious. But if you don't apply these tips, if you don't apply what I'm saying to you, then this will not work. Okay. So, man, I appreciate you guys for even just listening to this podcast today. Make sure you share this with everybody. Make sure if it's something that helped you, share this with somebody. Because this is how this world was built. It was built off other people sharing information. It wasn't about payment and then give the information. I understand that everybody got to pay their bills, but I don't believe in always charging somebody to give them information. Okay, so share this with somebody if you find this as a helpful thing in your life right now, because you're probably in quarantine, so you're probably in the house listening to this. So most likely, you know, somebody else that you know, they're in the house right now and they just need something to listen to. They need to be educated. Okay, so share this information, you guys. And then, like I said, if you need some more help, reach out to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll get you my book. If you need me to do this for you, you just like, man, I got some extra money right now. Hey, go ahead and hire me, and my team will get to work, and we'll get to building you that 20,000 followers. I'll help you out with your bio. You know, I'll even be your coach, and I'll coach you through this whole process. But one thing you cannot say is that Darrell did not educate me. You cannot say that Darrell charged me. He was trying to get me to pay him $1,000 before he can even give me information. No, this information right now is actually how I monetize. When I get on the phone with a client, this is what I'm explaining I'm going to do for them, and they're paying me for that. So I really don't have to tell you this right now. You know, I really don't, because you're not paying me any type of money. But I tell people this all the time. I come in the form as a businessman, but I'm also an educator. And I put education first now, you guys. At first, I was kind of putting the money first because I was first starting my business. But now I'm putting my education first. And I promise you, if you apply this information, it's going to change your life. Okay, so this is the Darrell Johnson Show. I appreciate you for listening to 27 minutes of this. It wasn't on purpose. I didn't want to make this long, but this was something that I needed you to know. I'll see you on the next one.